Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill face off in the new Netflix film, You People, which is streaming now, and I've got my review right now. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle. Welcome to my review of You People, which is one of my most anticipated films for early 2023. It is streaming right now on Netflix. It dropped in the wee hours of the morning, as almost all Netflix original films do. You People is the debut film from Kenya Barris, the Emmy-nominated writer behind Black-ish, as well as hit movies like Girls Trip. Barris co-wrote the screenplay with Jonah Hill, who also stars in the film alongside talent like Eddie Murphy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Nia Long, David Duchovny, and more, which seems like a recipe for success, but watching the finished film, I think something got mixed up in the kitchen. Jonah Hill plays Ezra, an unhappy broker who's also the white Jewish half of a podcast he does with his black best friend Mo about the culture.
Music, fashion, sports.
I mean, you're a Jew from West LA. What do you know about the culture? Maybe deli culture.
Ezra's life changes after a meet cute Uber mix up with Amira, played by Lauren London. The two hit it off, fall in love, and 6 months later, they decide it's time to introduce each other to their parents. Ezra comes from an affluent, well-meaning, but tone-deaf and oblivious family, with his mother, Shelley, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, desperately digging up every fact she knows, story she's heard, or question she has about black people to try to relate to her future daughter-in-law.
Baldwin Hills. Oh, that's something. Yeah, I understand that my Magic Johnson has done a lot of wonderful things in that area.
Ezra's father, played by David Duchovny, is content to express his affinity for rapper and Pimp My Ride host Exhibit. Amira's family's an even tougher sell. Her dad, Akbar, played by Eddie Murphy, is a devout Muslim and disciple of the minister Louis Farrakhan, and that's where his differences with Ezra and his family start. Determined that Ezra is not the right man for his daughter, Akbar decides to make Ezra's life a living hell, embarrassing him at every opportunity.
I do podcasts.
About what?
The culture.
Or are you gonna just say culture and leave black out?
Nia Long is largely sidelined, sadly, as Amira's mother, chiming in only occasionally when the two families attempt to get along. If all of this seems familiar, it's because we've seen this concept so many times before. To call this movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Meet the Parents would actually be to ascribe a little bit more originality to it than the movie actually has. But a premise is just that. It's a premise. It's a starting point. And there's so many movies that have premises that we've seen before that excel because of the execution. And I think that's where You People is lacking. It's not in the premise, it's in the execution of that premise. I was really excited by the concept of combining Eddie Murphy's gift for insults and Jonah Hill's nervous energy, and it works for some of You People. There's a car ride between Akbar and Ezra where Eddie Murphy is trying to extract the name of a particular rap song from Jonah Hill that is a highlight comedically for the film.
It's midnight in Paris?
No, that's not it. That's
is it midnight in Paris?
It's not midnight. It's not midnight. Somebody else is in Paris.
But Murphy and Hill's scenes are largely repetitions of the same beat. Murphy glares and questions. Hill talks and talks and talks, only digging himself deeper. Then the scene changes and we start all over again. If you've seen one scene between Murphy and Hill, and if you've seen the trailers for this movie, then you've basically seen their interaction for almost the entire film. Likewise, Julia Louis-Dreyfus's scenes follow the same pattern, pride in her new modern family, a declaration that she's totally cool with black people, and then a series of embarrassing questions and or microaggressions, usually with Hill and Lauren London exchanging looks of horror from across the room.
I think the police are f***ed up towards black people. And I, for one, hate it.
To be fair, it's an impossible job.
One scene which has both families meeting for dinner has a lot of promise, but then devolves into the same uncomfortable conversation about race and comparing suffering that we've already seen, not just in this movie, but in so many other movies and shows.
Are you trying to compare the Holocaust to slavery?
Oh, no, I'm not doing, I mean, I wouldn't do that. Although, you know, if you think about it, I think the blacks and the Jews have a similar struggle.
Uncomfortable would be the word that I would use to describe you people. This is the kind of movie for which the word cringeworthy was coined, and there are plenty of movies and TV shows that have used that tone effectively and made a great product. But it's pretty much the only card that you people has up its sleeve, and it plays it so often that by about an hour and a half into the movie, I was ready for all of these characters to just shut up already and stop having the same miscommunication and misunderstanding that they've been having for the entire movie so far. And this really goes double for Jonah Hill's character of Ezra, who does that thing that also annoyed me in Meet the Parents, which is that he lies to get out of a situation, and then he keeps lying and keeps lying, past the point where any logical person would understand that lying is not the way to extricate yourself from this. It's not a character flaw, it's a writing flaw. It's a crutch, basically relying on the same joke over and over.
What do you love about Farrakhan?
Yeah, what do you love about Farrakhan?
Probably the same stuff that you do, just more stuff. Ah. He's got kind of like a no-frills attitude, and I just think he tells it like it's got to be told sometimes.
Yes, Jonah Hill is funny, and he does the great nervous energy beat really well, but when that's the same thing that you're doing over and over and over again.
The goat, he was mixed race.
The goat.
Our guy, the legend, Malcolm X.
Our guy.
Eventually, you're asking us to believe that this character is stupid, and this character is not supposed to be stupid. There are, of course, some late movie realizations, because that's just the kind of movie that we're watching, but they come far too little and far too late. Everybody in this movie is basically attached to one note that they're then forced to play throughout the duration of the film. It's as if Kenya Barris and Jonah Hill knew how to write deeply flawed characters, but didn't know how to make those characters grow on screen and just decided to have it happen off screen. Not very satisfying. Of course, race is an issue brought up early and often between Ezra and Amira, between Ezra and Amira's parents, between Ezra's parents and Amira's parents. It pretty much seems like the only conversation that these characters have. And obviously, yes, when attempting to blend families from two vastly different backgrounds, these kinds of issues are going to come up. But it seems to be the only thing that defines these characters and the only kinds of conversations they can have. And aside from just a realism or a character standpoint, it also means that comedically, the well begins to run dry after about 30 minutes and we have another 90 minutes to go. If Barris and Hill had something, anything up their sleeves besides that, then I think that you people could have succeeded based on its incredibly talented cast. Every single person in every single lead role in this film has an immense amount of talent. And while I did laugh several times throughout the movie, it was also disappointing to see so many great comedic minds wasted on one-note characters. We know what all of these actors are capable of, and in Eddie Murphy's case particularly, this is just his fourth film in the last decade. I wish he'd been allowed to do more. I'm a fan of everybody involved in You People in front of and behind the camera. It was a highly anticipated movie for me, but ultimately, I think it's just too one-note, shallow, and derivative for me to give it a recommendation. A very disappointed review from me on this one. But what did you think? Are you going to check out You People on Netflix this weekend? Like I said, there are still some laughs to be had. Maybe you'll see it a little bit differently. Let me know down in the comments below. And as always, thank you for watching me here on the channel. I'll be back very soon with more box office, movie news, reviews, awards, you name it. Until then, thanks so much for watching. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.